Unit 12. Sports and the Olympic Games. Tuning in. 1. Listen to the recording. Read aloud and learn by heart the following 10 sentences. People take part in recreational sports as a pastime. People take part in recreational sports as a pastime. You are in great shape. You are in great shape. I get a lot of physical exercise. I get a lot of physical exercise. Swimming is good for the back, and it's fun. Swimming is good for the back, and it's fun. We are qualified for the World Cup finals. We are qualified for the World Cup finals. You have to squeeze time for sports. It's good for your health. You have to squeeze time for sports. It's good for your health. I really ought to start doing something. I'm starting to get a pot belly. I really ought to start doing something. I'm starting to get a pot belly. I support Manchester United and seldom miss their games. I support Manchester United and seldom miss their games. I enjoy all kinds of sports, mainly as a spectator. I enjoy all kinds of sports, mainly as a spectator. Hosting the Olympic Games is a big event for people in Beijing and China. Hosting the Olympic Games is a big event for people in Beijing and China. 2. Listen to the recording and then read the passage below. Pay special attention to the bold words and expressions. People enjoy sports for different reasons. Recreational sports provide many people with a form of entertainment and a means of relieving stress. People who play only recreational sports, or amateur players, take part in sports as a pastime. However, for some people, playing sports is their job, so they are professional players. Both amateur and professional players can participate in individual sports, such as swimming and horse riding, or team sports, for instance, soccer and basketball. Also, many people enjoy watching these sports events. They are spectators.
Task 1. Charlie is jogging when he meets his American friend Jack. They are talking about taking physical exercise. Listen to the dialogue and then read after the recording.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Shaoli. You've lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, Tenjin.
Wow, you are in great shape.
Well, I get a lot of exercise. I run 2,000 meters every day. How about you? Do you do any sports?
Not regularly. I hate jogging.
Well, why don't you do something else?
I enjoy cycling. In fact, I used to go on long bike trips back in the States. But lately, I can never seem to find the time.
You have to squeeze time in for sports. It's good for your health.
I know. I really ought to start doing something. I'm starting to get a pot belly.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Shaoli. You've lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, Tenjin.
Wow, you are in great shape.
Well, I get a lot of exercise. I run 2,000 meters every day. How about you? Do you do any sports?
Not regularly. I hate jogging.
Well, why don't you do something else?
I enjoy cycling. In fact, I used to go on long bike trips back in the States. But lately, I can never seem to find the time.
You have to squeeze time in for sports. It's good for your health.
I know. I really ought to start doing something. I'm starting to get a pot belly.
Task 2. Xiaoyang won the first prize in the Beijing Marathon race. A reporter is interviewing him. Listen to the dialogue and then read after the recording.
Congratulations, Mr. Yang.
Thanks.
I heard that you did a lot of sports. Are you a professional marathoner?
No, I'm an amateur. But I am a sports fan and exercise every day.
How hard do you have to train in a marathon?
I do it for about 2 hours a day.
How many sports do you do?
Quite a few. Jogging, swimming, cycling, shadow boxing, soccer, and some others.
Why do you like swimming?
Because it's good for the back, and it's fun.
And cycling? What's cycling good for?
The legs. I like it because it's not expensive and I think it's relaxing.
You also do shadow boxing.
Yes, that's right. Shadow boxing is good for many things, but very good for breathing. It's also very relaxing.
But jogging isn't very relaxing, is it?
No, it isn't. But it's good for losing weight. And it's also very good for the heart.
And soccer?
Yes, I like soccer as a team sport. It's fun, fast, and sometimes is very exciting.
Congratulations, Mr. Young.
Thanks.
I heard that you did a lot of sports. Are you a professional marathoner?
No, I'm an amateur. But I am a sports fan and exercise every day.
How hard do you have to train in a marathon?
I do it for about 2 hours a day.
How many sports do you do?
Quite a few. Jogging, swimming, cycling, shadow boxing, soccer, and some others.
Why do you like swimming?
Because it's good for the back, and it's fun.
And cycling? What's cycling good for?
The legs. I like it because it's not expensive, and I think it's relaxing.
You also do shadow boxing.
Yes, that's right. Shadow boxing is good for many things, but very good for breathing. It's also very relaxing.
But jogging isn't very relaxing, is it?
No, it isn't. But it's good for losing weight. And it's also very good for the heart.
And soccer?
Yes, I like soccer as a team sport. It's fun, fast, and sometimes is very exciting.
Task 3. Paul is in a bar talking with a bartender. Listen to the dialogue and then read after the recording.
One beer, please.
Yes, here you are, sir.
Thanks. By the way, why does everyone here seem to go wild? What happened?
Our city football team won again. It's fantastic. We are qualified for the FA Cup final.
Oh, congratulations. But was there much good play?
The match was absolutely brilliant in the first half. Both teams made several attempts on the goal. We got the first goal only 3 minutes into the game. The second half was a little boring. But anyway, we won 2-0.
Good. I just love the moment when someone scores.
So you are a football fan too?
You bet. I support Manchester United and seldom miss their game. What about you? Do you go to the stadium to watch games?
No, I watch live football games here in my bar with my customers. They are exciting.
They surely are, and unpredictable. That's the charm of this sport. One beer, please.
Yes, here you are, sir.
Thanks. By the way, why does everyone here seem to go wild? What happened?
Our city football team won again. It's fantastic. We are qualified for the FA Cup Final.
Oh, congratulations! But was there much good play?
The match was absolutely brilliant in the first half. Both teams made several attempts on the goal. We got the first goal only 3 minutes into the game. The second half was a little boring. But anyway, we won 2-0.
Good. I just love the moment when someone scores.
So you are a football fan too?
You bet. I support Manchester United and seldom miss their game. What about you? Do you go to the stadium to watch games?
No, I watch live football games here in my bar with my customers. They are exciting.
They surely are, and unpredictable. That's the charm of this sport.
Task 4. Chaoyang and his American friend Lance are talking while walking on the street. Listen to the dialogue and then read after the recording.
Lance, are you listening?
I'm sorry. I was looking at the horizontal bars beside the street. Why do you have these sports facilities in the open? Are they there for the Olympic bid?
In a sense, yes. But I think it's also the government's efforts to promote mass sports activities.
I have noticed that there are many of them all over the city. They must cost a lot of money.
Yes, part of the money comes from the sports lottery. People buy them to support China's sports activities.
It's a good idea. You must be doing a lot to prepare for the 2008 Olympic Games.
Yes, indeed. Hosting Olympic Games is a big event for all Chinese people, so everyone wants to do something for it. People buy sports lottery tickets, and some even offered to donate money right after we won the bid. And the government is planning, building, or rebuilding stadiums, sports grounds, roads, and other facilities for the games.
And there is a movement to learn English so that people in Beijing can communicate with the athletes and the visitors from abroad.
Yes, that's why you're here, to teach English to common Chinese.
Lance, are you listening? I'm sorry. I was looking at the horizontal bars beside the street.
why do you have these sports facilities in the open? Are they there for the Olympic bid? In a sense, yes. But I think it's also the government's efforts to promote mass sports activities. I have noticed that there are many of them all over the city. They must cost a lot of money. Yes, part of the money comes from the sports lottery. People buy them to support China's sports activities. It's a good idea. You must be doing a lot to prepare for the 2008 Olympic Games. Yes, indeed. Hosting Olympic Games is a big event for all Chinese people. So everyone wants to do something for it. People buy sports lottery tickets, and some even offered to donate money right after we won the bid. And the government is planning, building, or rebuilding stadiums, sports grounds, roads, and other facilities for the games. And there is a movement to learn English so that people in Beijing can communicate with the athletes and the visitors from abroad. Yes, that's why you're here, to teach English to common Chinese.
Task 5. Speak to yourself. Listen to the recording and then read the passage below. Pay special attention to the bold words and expressions. One. I think I'll always do some kind of sports. For instance, I'm going skiing this year. I'm not really any good, but I've always been interested in sports. I enjoy it. 2. Sport is the greatest activity of all. I think if you're not interested in sport, you're not interested in life. Sport is what makes us different from animals. 3. I enjoy all kinds of sports, mostly as a spectator. I especially like basketball. It's a very fast and exciting game. Most of my friends at school like to play it, but I'm no good at it. I love to watch it, though. I don't participate in any physical sports, but I do shadow boxing for about an hour a day.